From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. In New York, the state budget crisis is so severe that Governor David Paterson wants to close dozens of parks, campgrounds, and historic sites. The list includes the farm where abolitionist John Brown is buried. He led the raid on Harper's Ferry that helped spark the Civil War. As North Country Public Radio's Brian Mann reports, historians and activists are fighting to preserve what they consider a national landmark.
When Union soldiers went into battle in the 1860s, they often marched to a song performed here by Pete Seeger.
John Brown's body lies a-moldering in the grave, but his soul goes marching on.
Brown died before the war, executed in 1859 after he tried to spark a slave rebellion in the South. His body was brought home here to his farm near Lake Placid, New York. It's beautiful this time of year, snow-covered fields ringed by the Adirondack Mountains. Brown and his wife, who were white, worked the land with a colony of black farmers. Martha Swan is founder of a civil rights group called John Brown Lives.
He so loved it here, on this land, that in his last jailhouse letter to his wife Mary, he expressed his wish that she come gather up his and their beloved son's bones and bring them home for burial in the shadow of the big rock where he loved to sit and pray while looking out over the mountains.
A statue near that rock shows the abolitionist protecting and guiding a young black child. A black civil rights group from Philadelphia donated the memorial in 1935. Activists held a recent vigil protesting the state's plan to close the site this spring. Dan Keefe is spokesman for New York's Parks Department.
It's been very difficult. Each park is special. Each park is important. Patrons love all the parks in our system, and try and do this in an ideal way is impossible.
John Brown's farm had roughly 60,000 visitors last year, a fraction, Keefe says, of the 56 million visitors to the state's parks.
We looked at attendance, operating costs, what kind of revenue each facility generated.
Closing the burial site would save taxpayers about $40,000 a year. That's a tiny chunk of New York's $9 billion deficit. Historian James Stewart says that's not enough to warrant the loss of an important civil rights landmark.
There was a tremendous struggle trying to get sites designated that were associated with African American history, and so to lose one that has such important value symbolizing a whole era of struggle is really problematic for me.
Unlike many historic sites in the U.S., John Brown's farm has been preserved almost intact, with the original farmhouse, the fields, and woods. New York's legislature still has to approve the plan to close the site. Last week, a state senator from Brooklyn introduced a resolution calling for the decision to be reversed. For NPR News, I'm Brian Mann in Saranac Lake, New York.